Today, we'd like to see the title of a building from God in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. To our 9 world people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the 3 questions. Number 1, in verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. What does it mean, and how do we apply it to our lives at either death or rapture? Question 2, in verse 4, for we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. What does it mean, and how do we apply it to our lives? Last question 3, in verse 5, now he who has prepared for us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? In the last time in 2 Corinthians chapter 4:18, while we do not look at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We, Paul and Timothy, the Christians, do not look at visible things, but invisible things. Not temporary things, but eternal things. Not tangible things, but intangible things. Not corruptible things, but incorruptible things. Not the earthly things, but heavenly things. Not material things, but spiritual things. The priority of a Christian life is the latter things. The former things are used for the latter things for Jesus' sake. Verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, if we died physically, physical death means the separation between our souls, including spirits, and our physical bodies. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. At death, our soul have a building from God, our heavenly house, our eternal house, or eternal inheritance in the third heaven of the heavens. The third heaven is the thing not seen in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4:18, the last time. Now upon the death of every Christian before the rapture at Jesus' second coming in heaven, every soul moves into a heavenly house. Let's observe this at the side of God, who are not limited to room and time. The omnipresent God, inductibly. Although this is hard to be expressed by human words, Ecclesiastes chapter 15, that which is has already been, and what is to be has already been. So there is no present, no future. So actually, the God is not, you know, belong to time, present time, future time. So anytime God is there. And God requires an account of what is past, past tense as well. So God is not limited to time. Jesus prepared a place in the third heaven, not seen by human eyes. John chapter 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. So, the God's house many mansions for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 2 to 4. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in body, I do not know, or whether out of body, I do not know. God knows such a one was cut off to the third heaven. So third heaven right here. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of body, I do not know. God knows how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which it is not lawful for man to utter. So it's impossible to describe that kind of happened. Paul explained incorruptible or resurrected body at the rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16, 7. This is a rapture case. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and with trumpet God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So the dead person so resurrected back there. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. So that person first rise up, then our bodies will be changed resurrectively. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 51, 50. Behold, I tell you a mystery. Mystery, so meaning not clear, it's closed, non-disclosed. Mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, the second coming, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet. For trumpet will sound, and the dead in Christ will be raised incorruptible body. So then we shall be changed. We also the incorruptible body. It is reasonably construed that the resurrected body is like the resurrected body of Jesus. So we have an eternal inheritance at either death or rapture. One is a building from God, their eternal inheritance. The synonym of eternal inheritance are likely eternal house, a building from God, and the heavenly house at death. This kind of at death, an incorruptible body, immortal body, glorious body, and resurrected body at the rapture. So in that way, using that in the Bible. Verse 2, for in this we groan, earnest desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. So heavenly habitation. So in this verse 1, a building from God, eternal house, heaven house, or eternal inheritance, we, our living soul, desire seriously to be clothed or embodied with the heavenly house. For every Christian, there is no separation between living soul and habitation. From present physical body to heavenly house, or incorruptible body at either death or rapture. Unlikely the wandering unclean spirit, not embodied. John chapter 7. And the Lord God formed a man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man become a living soul. So our identity, souls, not physical body. Luke 11, 24. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, finding none. He says, I will return into my house whence I came out. That is wandering evil spirits. Thus, we can live to magnify the Lord, whether by life or by death, in the hope to spend eternity with Him and glorify the whole believers in the glories of His kingdom. Philippians chapter 1, 19-24. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, we always so now, also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ in heaven. Heaven over there is a building from God ready there, which is far better, nevertheless, to remain in flesh is more needful for you. So because I am ministering to you, then verse 3, if indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. Our living souls have been embodied with heavenly habitation in verse 2. At the separation between souls and physical bodies via physical death or rapture, not naked or not unclothed or not unembodied. Verse 4, for we who are not in this tent grown in physical habitation, being burdened not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that the mortality may be swallowed up by life. We desperately desire in the burdened physical bodies to be embodied with heavenly habitation, because the mortal bodies may be swallowed up in victory by life over the immortality from mortality. Victory by immortality, life. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verses 53-54. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible had put on incorruption, and this mortal had put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So simply in victory by immortality. Then, Second Peter chapter 12:14. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, in physical habitation, physical tent, to stir you up or encourage you by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, my physical tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Jesus Christ also resurrected, put off then Jesus, the return. You know. Jesus is actually the body is the change the body, glorious body. So resurrection, Jesus can get through, you know, wall, you know, kind of thing, you know. So verse 5, now he who has prepared asks for these very things. What is self, same thing, you know, like Jesus is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. For this same preparation, as our souls are clothed with the eternal inheritance, God has given us the Spirit, because the same preparation, but the Spirit is a certain mark, you know, earnest, you know, guarantee in our hearts, as the guarantee or earnesty of the eternal inheritance, in the earnest down deposit for eternal inheritance, to spend eternity with him and glorify the whole believers in the glories of his kingdom. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 22, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our heart as a guarantee. Ephesians 1, 13, 14, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of a promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, eternal inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased, possessed, completely we into the eternal inheritance, that is a heavenly country, to the praise of his glory. So in glories is there. Verse 6, so we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Because of indwelling the Spirit in us, we are always confident with such a strong courage to endure fear, pain, tear, sorrow, disease, illness, or death on the earth, although we are living in this earthly house, earthly tent, and are afar from the Lord in the glories of his kingdom with our glorious body. So the Philippians chapter 3, 21, who will transform our body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more deaths, no sorrow, no cry. There shall be no more pain, for former things have passed away. So that's why. Last verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight, because we live by faith, to be clothed with the building from God, not by sight, to be afar from the Lord on the earth. We covered all three questions. So let us sing all together the last song, Maranatha, is song page 16, number 63.